My name is Martin Suberg. I'm the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. This is our regular call with wastewater system operators that we initiated as a result of the COVID emergency, and we'll are continuing to do on a regular basis to make sure we're sharing information and addressing issues that this emergency situation has raised or may raise going forward. A reminder that this call is being recorded, as all of our previous calls have been recorded. We put the link up on the MassDEP COVID resources website shortly after the completion of the call, and so that it can be a resource for parties that are looking for information about what we discussed. As you heard, we have several MassDEP, the leaders of our wastewater program, our Assistant Commissioner Kathy Baskin, who is running the call and tackling the Zoom technology for us, is on. You also heard Leldon Langley, and I know we have others from the wastewater program, both in headquarters as well as in the regional offices. Again, we have representatives of each of our regional offices on this call to make sure that if there are any issues that arise that need follow-up, we're able to move expeditiously. So we also are very fortunate on these calls to be joined by representatives of US EPA Region 1. I believe we have Denny Dart and Jeff Kopf on the call with us today. Denny, if there are any updates you'd like to provide to the group, I'd invite you to unmute yourself and provide that information. Thanks.
Hi, Commissioner. Thank you. So there is one update today. As you all recall, in March of 2020, EPA set up a system by which people who are subject to MPDES permits could, if they were unable to monitor due to COVID-19, could put in a no data indicator code of Z as in zebra. That ability will go away at the end of the month, and I just wanted everybody to realize that, that this provision that allows a waiver of monitoring is going to be canceled as of August 31st. That's it for today. Thank you.
Thanks, Denny. And is that because of the closing up of the general EPA, enforcement discretion document, or is that specific to the wastewater, the NPDES program?
Thank you for the question. That is the general, the document is now expiring. That COVID-related waiver is not going to be available to anybody under any statute.
Got it. Thanks for that. We'll make sure that we're updating our questions and answers page. If there's any links that, we should put to EPA, we'll make sure we're doing that as well, for the most up-to-date information. Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
Great. Well, thanks for that, and thanks for being on the call. We also are joined by John Murphy, who's the chairman of the Board of Licensure. John, if you would be willing to unmute yourself and provide any updates that you'd like to give to the group.
Yes, thanks, Commissioner. Just a couple quick brief updates. Last board meeting was held on August 12th, so all applications have been processed. Next meeting is scheduled for October 14th. The exam sites are all up and running, continuing to follow COVID-19 safety protocols. So exam sites are up and running, and kind of the big note for this week, the NWPIC Massachusetts Wastewater Operator training schedule has been released. Majority of these trainings are 2 to 3 hour sessions, Tuesday through Thursday, running from 10 to noon. So those have all been released, and they're starting in the next couple weeks. So anyone looking to take some of the basic wastewater lab or math courses, those are now posted. Along with the training schedule, the recommended course checklist is available. That's available on the DEP and NWPIC website. So that provides a checklist to prepare for the exams, as well as providing a list of alternative training opportunities. So if anyone has someone preparing for the exam and has any kind of specific questions, please reach out to me directly, and I can be reached at 617-352-3375. Thanks, Commissioner.
Thanks, John, and thanks to the board for its continued work and for your participation in these calls. The only other, general update we provide, we've talked a lot about the economic impacts of the COVID emergency, and we don't have any new news today. As you know, our state government is operating under a short-term continuing budget. I think every eyes are on Washington. There was some activity in Congress and in D.C. In the summer. I think right now with the conventions going on, I don't think there's anything happening, but presumably when that's done, we might see some activity again. So it's hard to predict what's going to come of it. But as you know, we've continued to make sure that we're doing our best to stay plugged into those developments because of the importance of the economic impacts that all of you either are experiencing or expecting to experience as the months progress, given all the changes we've encountered. So we'll do our best to update you on that. A regular topic has been the on our calls. It's come up a lot of times in questions from some of you or people that actually have had some experience in it. Is the wastewater surveillance efforts. So I know the state is looking at and has an RFP out to take a broader look at wastewater surveillance, which I believe we'll hear more about in September. This is an effort being led by the Health and Human Services agencies. But in the meantime, I also know that MWRA has is continuing its work with BioBot. It's not just MWRA. I know there are other utilities as well, but MWRA has done some continued work on BioBot. And I'm just going to invite, I think David from the MWRA is on the call, and I didn't know if he wanted to give us a short overview of your most recent work with BioBot and what it's showing. And if so, if you'd be willing to unmute yourself.
Dave, do you want to do it or you want me to?
I'll defer to you, Steve. You're the expert. You've been working with BioBot directly.
All right. So I'm Steve Rohde. I'm the Director of Laboratory Services here at the MWRA. So our work with BioBot has been continuing. We have a contract to do testing with them for 6 months that was approved by our board in late June. So it will last about until the end of the year. And we have been monitoring two sites at Deer Island. We have an influence site that comes in from the northern part of our system and another from the southern part of our system. And we collect those samples three times a week normally and courier them over to BioBot, and typically we have been getting about 3 working day turnaround time. When we get the results back, we forward those results to staff at the State Command Center. We give them a day to look at them, and then we post them on our website. And so the most recent update was posted on MWRA.com yesterday, and there's an increase in cases in the state, and there's an increase in the signal from the minimum that we saw in late June. But it's not really an strong upward trend at this point. It's more of we saw in 2 different step increases, one right at the beginning of July and another one probably at the beginning of August, and then kind of flat after those step increases. The data, as I mentioned, is available on MWRA.com right now. It's at the very top of the of the website, but the full URL is mwra.com/biobot/biobotdata. And there's a graph there of the entire timeline going back to research study samples that we submitted to them in March. And so it shows the whole increase in from early March and into April, and then the drop off since then, relatively level, as I mentioned, and also a map there of what communities are represented by the north and south parts of our system. So that's probably enough of an update. If people have questions, I'd be willing to answer them.
Thanks very much, Steve. Thank you for that overview and you know, the information about where, if people want to take a deeper dive into the information, how they can do that. And thanks for being available for any follow-up questions that we may get. So at this point, I am going to turn it over to questions and answers. We didn't get any written questions in advance of today's call. But, you know, as always, we invite people via chat on the website or via email to Kathleen Baskin at mass.gov. Or if all else fails, or if this is the forum you're comfortable in, you know, unmuting yourself and you know, by hitting *6 if you're on the phone, and doing whatever you do if you're on the computer to unmute yourself. To do so. So I guess we'll start. Kathy, you and I have been having a little trouble hearing each other, but I don't know if you're able to let us know right now if you've got anything in this through the chats.
Yes, I can hear you fine now, thanks. And I have not seen anything come through the chat or the email.
Okay. Well, in that case, why don't we open it up for anybody if they just want to ask a question or make a comment verbally? And while we're waiting, I will note again that, you know, as the state efforts at wastewater surveillance evolve, you know, again, I've noted the RFP that our Department of Public Health has out right now. We will keep you posted on that. You know, that RFP period hasn't closed yet, so I'm expecting we'll have more updates in the fall.
And so we do have a question that has come in. Are a couple of comments. First, there was a note from Jen Peterson through the chat on yesterday's call. EPA noted there had been subtle changes to the CDC guidance, and she's provided a link to the guidance. She says, go to the bottom of the FAQs underwater. The updates appear to be more related to COVID in wastewater. So thank you very much, Jen Peterson from Mass Waterworks Association. And then there's a question. The question is, do wastewater license holders qualify for travel exemptions?
Let me make sure. Go ahead, Kathy.
I just wondered if that was the travel exemption, you know, that the governor has issued an order related to higher risk states. And maybe that's what this person is asking about.
Yeah, that was going to be my same question. You know, I think we'll go back and ask and for our, you know, either for our next call or we'll put it in the FAQs, you know, before that. But you know, the place I would go is the COVID website, and you know, there are pretty detailed discussions about what you know, if you're coming from another state, you know, what the exemptions are. I know there was a lot of attention on Rhode Island, for example, because of the nature of travel and commerce between Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and Rhode Island you know, was recently added to the, you know, the states that were, you know, were quarantining and other things were necessary. So we, like you, would, you know, start there, but we'll see if we can call out any particular guidance and just make that a particular question and answer on our website.
And I have not seen any further questions. This might be a time to unmute if people just want to directly ask them.
Well, if not, as I indicated on our drinking water call yesterday, you know, it is our intention at Mass DEP to keep these calls going, you know, for the indefinite future. Again, developments might, you know, be happening in the fall, and we certainly want to continue to have this forum as one of the many ways in which hopefully we will be able to stay in touch and communicating. So it would be our intention, if all of you think it's useful, we will plan on holding these calls and continuing to do them on this biweekly basis and provide updates even in between there. So hopefully in the fall we'll have information on a couple of topics we've covered in a little more detail. And in the meantime, you know, there will be no doubt questions that we will be, as we continue to work through the COVID situation, this will be a place where hopefully we can continue to share information and have those discussions. Well, if there are no other questions or comments, thank you again for taking the time to be on the call this morning. We will have our next call again at this same time 2 weeks from now. And in the meantime, as we continue to say, and it bears repeating, thank you for all the important work you're doing to make sure that our communities are safe and through the effective management of the water resources that you all do. And doing particularly in this challenging time, we really value our ability to communicate with you and you know, reiterate our Mass DEP's interest in working with you as we address some of these unique issues. And in the meantime, I don't think we'll be speaking before Labor Day. I wish everybody a good Labor Day, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again in 2 weeks. So thank you very much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Commissioner, and safe holiday to you also.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.